mission trip in China. Let's do a brief introduction. My name is Xinde. My name is Yue Yingguo. My English name is Felicity.
My name is Yila Ye. My English name is Ira. My name is Jiawei Cai. My English name is Joy.
This time we came to Ledu District, Haidong City, Qinghai Province. It was during August 26th to 30th, and it lasted 5 days. Ledu province in Qinghai, Ledu district in Qinghai province is an area with multi races, and it's composed of 15 minorities and also Han as the majority. So it's a little bit different from our prediction before they came here. Before we came there, what we thought about is just to sing some worship song and also sharing the stories in Bible. So when we just arrived in there, the leader of the team told us we cannot do that, that thing. What we can do is first to make friends with them and then share our stories to them. So the main target of our mission trip is to help and do the tutoring teaching in a tutoring center locally. Then I will share some pictures we took during our trip. In these pictures, the lady sitting in front of the blackboard is the leader of this tutoring center, whose name is Vicky. And she is a very faithful Christian. This photo were taken when teacher Ella was teaching ukulele to the students. This gentleman is Brother Paul, and she was the person who accommodated us and helped us a lot. Oh, I forgot to mention. So for this mission trip, we actually have 5 people in our team. The one I didn't mention is Stella, who have graduated from UFO and not and she is not here right now. And this picture is very meaningful. It was taken when Felicity, who is also the interpreter today, was teaching the history of Christian to the students. But this is maybe the most obvious thing they to do about evangelism during our mission trip. Because you know, so they were forbidden to do the same as the religion at that time. So they did this when they were in a very tiny room, and the leader of the tutoring center even didn't know about this. They really had a good time with the kids, and you know, the Muslim child are very vivid and delightful. They even lift our teacher Jia Wei up during the class time.
嘉伟是一个烹饪老师的角色，他教会他教一些孩子做三明治。嘉伟is
the cooking teacher who taught the kids how to cook some very simple dishes like sandwich.
然后Felicity是教科学，教很多学术上的。Felicity
was the teacher who teaches the kids about science and other things which can be seen as more academic. So I'm the leader of this team, but my job is not about teaching. It's to collaborate with other members in our team. It's like the TA. This picture was taken when I was sharing the story to the kids. It's a story from the Bible. These pictures were taken at the last day of our teaching, and we gave some little present to the students. Those are some of the students of ours. This was taken at the end of this camp. I think we did have a very close and relationship with the kids. To be honest, so during this mission trip, so almost all of the members of our team have some uncomfortable feelings because it's in an environment of high altitude. So the real life is not as heavy as what we can see in the pictures. But thanks to the God, during this trip, we learned how to collaborate with others and love others in the way the God loves us. Thank you so much.
身体无事。Good job.
Thank the Lord that the student has this kind of dedication, and even under those conditions of hypoxia, they still work, you know, among them.
好，那么希望大家也继续为他们祷告，尤其是从我们教会毕业了回去国内的学生，他们在国内继续聚会、继续去教会的环境是比较困难的，所以大家还是在祷告当中纪念他们。
We'll keep praying for our students because after they leave here and they go back to the country, they will have a more difficult time, you know, facing the reality there.
好，那么今天要分享的呢是彼得前书的一系列的讲道，已经到了很后面了。
So this is the last section on the book of First Peter.
前阵子我不晓得大家记不记得，就是在台湾有个公投。
And not too long ago, there's a vote, a public vote in Taiwan.
Referendum.
Referendum.
那个公投呢是表决几件事情，其中一件事情就是讨论这个同性的婚姻哈，就是说以前是只是伴侣嘛，就是所谓的 partner， 但是呢，公投就是要决定他们是不是可以正式定义为婚姻。
There are several items there, and one of them is that they will consider whether the same-sex marriage is should be under the existing marriage law or not。
还是要另一个专法，就是另外给他们一个受法律保护的伴侣关系，但是不叫婚姻。
Or else is put in a different category. They are just partners, not.Under the normal marriage covered by the normal marriage law.
那那个时候有这个公投的时候呢，就很多的年轻人都是投赞成同婚的这个票。
And a lot of young people they agree, you know, they vote for the same-sex marriage to be under the marriage law.
那年纪比较大的很多人就是投反对票。
And the older people they against it.
所以就造成年轻的族群跟年长的族群就出现一个对立的状态。
And so there's conflict between these two groups, the young and the old.
那很多家庭里面都是孩子投赞成，父母投反对。
And in the families, usually the kids vote yes, and the parents vote no.
然后最后是吵得不可开交。
And so there are this kind of conflict within the family.
然后年轻人跟年长人，其实我们知道，自古以来就是免不了，时不时会来一个这种对立的状况。
And it's kind of unavoidable that the young and the old sometimes have this kind of conflict between them.
我们甚至看到现在香港的情况也是有一点这样。
And we see that the situation in Hong Kong pretty much create the same problem.
年轻人总觉得年长的人墨守成规，观念落伍，没有热情跟热血。
And the old young people think about the old folks are just too conservative. You know, they just want to keep the same condition and don't want to change a thing.
年长的人就觉得年轻人血气方刚、乳臭未干，还自以为是。
And the older folks think that the young kids are too immature. You know, don't even know what's happening.
那我觉得我们教会是没有这样的。
I think that our church also some like this.
是没有这样。
Oh, we don't have this kind of situation in our church.
大家是兄友弟恭啊，彼此爱护哈。
We love each other and then work together.
我看到的是年长人都很爱护年幼，然后年幼的很尊敬年长。
We say that the older folks love the younger folks, and then the younger folks respect the older ones.
那么这那个时候呢，彼得写信给教会的时候，他就觉得有必要提一下有关不同的世代之间如何相处跟如何自处的问题。
And Peter just warned them about how to the different generations can live together and work together in the church.
那么今天的经文呢，其中一大部分就是在说，你们年幼的要如何如何，你们年长的要如何如何。
So today's passage mainly talk about how the younger generations should behave and how the older generations should behave.
彼得把教会里面的弟兄姐妹呢，就是分成不是年长就是年幼，分成两个族群。
Peter separated the church into two groups, the younger generation and the older generation.
那我们知道这种黑白二分法总是会有一点点问题嘛。
You know, this kind of black and white categorizing, there are always some problems.
因为有些人他当然很明显就是年长，因为教会里面比他年长的也没有几个了。
A lot of people, old folks, really, they can fall flatly into that category as old because they are almost the oldest one in the church.
那另外小孩子很明显就是年幼，因为比他年幼的也没有几个了。
And the small kids, apparently they are the younger generation because there's not too many younger than they.
但是我们大部分的人是在中间的人。
But majority of us are right in the middle between these two groups.
到底是年长还是年幼？
So are you the elders or are you the younger generation?
我想彼得这样的二分法可以这样解释，就是看我们当下在跟谁相处。
And this kind of dichotomy, I think it can be interpreted that way. Depends on who we are interacting with.
At the moment, yeah. 我们一起同工的人，或者是我们服侍的对象，
或者是我们的学生、我们的老师、我们的属灵长辈。
We are working with the students, our spiritual elders and leaders. Depends on who we are dealing with at that moment.
所以当下的情况里，我们的身份会改变。
And our identity changes according to what who we are dealing with.
有时候年长，有时候年幼。
Sometimes you might be the elder, sometimes you might be the younger.
当然，如果说你很年轻又刚信主，那可能很多时候都是年幼。
And you are young and you just a new believer. So most of the time you're being categorized into the younger generation group.
但是呢，也有年长的时候，就是进来了一个新朋友的时候，这时候你就是他属灵长辈了，对不对
？And maybe the older books hasn't came in, and he or she becomes your spiritual elders.
不是，我说，如果有个新朋友进来，你就这个刚信主人就变成他的属灵长辈。
Oh, I see. Okay. If there's a new friend coming into the group, then these young believers, even these young believers, become the spiritual leaders or elders.
嗯，这样。我们今天看的经文呢，彼得说的第一段话就是给做长老的人。
So the first passage message is for the elders in the church.
就是在教会里面做教导的人。
And those who are teaching in the church.
那么这个长老这一个词呢，就是在圣经里面有其他经文是在对所有老年人讲话哈，但这段呢，特别就是在指不但年纪大，而且还是做跟教导有关的工作的人。
These elders he has not only referred to the age, also referred to the spiritual maturity. Those who are teaching in the church.
好，那我们一起来读这一段经文，好不好
？Let's read this passage together.
我这座长老做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。好，谢谢，先到这里哈。好，给所谓的长老的提醒哈，包括几件事。第一个，要牧养神的群羊。
The first instruction is that you have to shepherd the flock.
第二个呢，是要按着神的旨意照管。
And you have to do it according to the law, the will of the Lord.
再来就是不要勉强，要甘心；不要贪财，要出于乐意。
And be willing, not pursuing dishonest gain or eager to serve, but eager to serve.
最后就是不瑕疵，要用做榜样的方式来带领。
Not lording over, but be examples.
那我们千万不要觉得说，哎，我没有在做教导，我也不是长老，所以这段跟我没有关系。
Don't think about that. I'm not teaching, and I'm so there's nothing to do with me.
因为我们基督徒的生活永远都是一个不断前进。也不断学习的生活。
A Christian life is always advancing, okay, all the time.
我们跟前辈学习，然后我们回头引领其他人跟进。
We learn from the elders, from the more mature, but then also we also leading those who are kind of behind us.
那我们一直往前走的时候，就要记得回头兼顾软弱的弟兄。
So by the time we are advancing, we have to look back to take care of those who are behind us.
马丁路德的一句就是一个神学概念，就是众人皆祭司。当然他这众人皆祭司的概念原本是说我们每个人都可以跟神直接的交通，但是呢也代表我们每个人都有责任把个人完完全全的引到神面前。
Martin Luther suggests that all of us, each one of us is a priest. That means that everyone can approach God. But at the same time, what he means is that everyone has a responsibility to lead others to God also.
所以要怎么做呢？彼得说要牧养。
So, how do you do it? Peter talked about we should shepherd.
那什么叫牧养？
What does it mean by shepherding the flock?
跟一般的老师、师父或上司又有什么不一样？
Is that different from we're dealing with our supervisor or our co-workers?
那么后面就讲了几个有关牧养的特点。
And talk about some characters of what shepherding is.
好，第一个就是要按着神的旨意照管他们。
And the first thing is,we are shepherding them, dealing with them the way God wants us to do.
这个是在教会的里面的教导跟世界上的老师的一个很大的差别。
And this is a big difference between the church and the outside world.
就是我们不是为了赚钱或是其他原因。
We are not doing this for the sake of gaining something.
是唯一的动机，就是因为这是上帝的旨意。
The only motive is that because this is the will of God.
因为这是他要我们做的。
And because he wants us to do this.
第二点就是不要勉强，也不要贪财。
The second thing is that not pursuing dishonest gains, but to eager to serve, isn't it?
对，要甘心乐意。 那做教导有时候会有不纯正的动机，就是可能会喜欢被人尊敬的感觉。
Sometimes you may have some impure motives, you know, when the time we serve, we just want to be respected by other people.
耶稣说文士，就是那个时代教导律法的宗教领袖，说他们呢喜欢坐在会堂里的高位。
So at that time, the scribes want to be seated on a high place in a meeting.
然后喜欢在身上佩戴一些写着经文的装饰。
And then when we put the writings, you know, of the laws, you know, on themselves as a decoration.
人家请吃饭的时候，他们喜欢坐在首位。
And by the time they are invited for a meal or for a meeting, then they want to sit on the high place to sit.
这些都是面子。
And they talk about to be respected by the crowd.
他们所做的一切是为了给人看。
And all they do is just to serve themselves to be well respected by other people.
所以呢，他做文士的动机不对，这不叫牧养。
This is not suffering.
彼得说要甘心乐意，教导跟牧养不是为了受人尊敬或者是有面子。
And not that you are going to get respect from people by the time you serve.
而是为了讨上帝的喜悦。
The thing is that you want to please the Lord.
因为很多时候，当我们觉得啊，我这样子做。很开心的时候我愿意做，但是如果不开心了呢？如果人家不听你的，或者是不尊敬你的时候呢，那可能就灰心了。
And by the time we people respect us, we think, oh wow, it's got us the motivation to move on. How about when other people don't respect you? We get discouraged.
那如果这样子的话，这个服事就停下来了。所以如果我们只看神，就说这是神要我做的，所以这个服事就能继续。
But if you look at God and you just say, regardless of what kind of treatment we got, we keep going, and this is what God wants us to do.
所以人不一定称赞。但上帝会称赞。
You might not get the recognition and appreciation, but you will get that kind of appreciation from God, recognition from God.
我们甚至可以说，我们带领一个人不是为了他，而是为了上帝。
We can even say that by the time we try to lead someone to maturity, it's not for his sake, it's for God's sake.
这样我们才不会因为人的因素而停止服事。
And then we won't responsive to the response after of the individuals.
如果有时候我们遇到一个朽木不可雕也的人的时候，也不会气馁。
And sometimes we inevitably find someone which is not we don't think is adaptable or convertible. You know, we might get very frustrated.
Very good. 第三点就是不要狭制，要做榜样。
Say the same thing is that not lording over, but be examples.
狭制就是强迫来硬的，给我乖乖听话。
And lording means we are using force to force that person to listen to you.
或者是用罪疚感让人就范。
Or maybe you make him feel guilty, so he just follow you.
我们看到很多的 cult, 就是所谓邪教的领袖是这样子做法的。
And a lot of the cult leaders they use this kind of method.
牧养不是这样。
But Lord, shepherding is not like this.
而是做榜样，就好像耶稣给我们做榜样一样。
It's that you stand in front and be the examples of the flock.
看久了他就学起来了。
And by the time you look at it long enough, then you'll be one of them, following the examples.
好，刚刚彼得给了这个三个提醒之后，他最后呢还给了一个鼓励。
And the last thing he gave also gave an encouragement.
就是如果你有好好牧养的话呢，到了牧长就是耶稣牧长显现的时候呢。我们就得永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
And when you did your job as a shepherd, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
人都希望得到认可。
Everyone wants to be recognized.
我们做出了努力，都希望有人看到。
We put out all this effort so that you can see it.
也希望人家赏识我们。
And we want other people to reward us.
有时候我们甚至会觉得没有人称赞我们，不开心。
And if no one praise us or appreciate us, we will not feel very discouraged.
但是上帝应许我们，就算别人没有看见，他看见，而且他称赞。
And God assures us that even other people don't see it, He sees it.
这个永不衰残的荣耀冠冕呢，我们看见世界上的称赞或者是荣耀，都是很快会过去的，对不对？
All the praises you get from your buddies, you know, all pass away, but only this one will not fade away.
我们不记得十年前拿到奥运冠军的人是谁吧
？We don't remember who got the Olympic was the Olympic champs in 10 years ago.
哇，他当时得到的时候多大的荣耀，他多开心啊
！He was really happy, and then he got all the glory at that very moment.
不用十年了，五年就没有人记得了。
Even 5 years later, no one knows who he is.
还二十年前得到奥斯卡最佳女主角的人是谁呢
？You remember 20 years ago who won the Oscar's Best Actress Award?
不记得，对不对？ 我就记得2000年是 Julia Roberts， 所以2020年的时候，20年前就是她。
还是有人记得 ，right？ 20 years ago, I remember in 2000 is Julia Roberts who get this Best Actress Award.
对，印象很深刻 ，because I like that movie。我那个时候，好 ，anyways， 反正现这些事情没有人会记得，对不对
？But many things people forgot。
这些成就是会衰残的。
And all these will fade away。
好，所以呢，我们刚刚讲的这些就是给所谓的长老、教导人的人的叮咛。
So all these are especially for the elders in the church, who's teaching in the church.
啊，接下来我们看到给年轻人的教导哈。
And then the instructions for the young people.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的。
In the same way, who are younger, submit yourself to your elders.
就这一句而已。
Just one sentence.
哎，奇怪哦，刚刚这样子洋洋洒洒一大段。那这有关年轻人这个教导呢，有关顺服是新约圣经里面很重要的一个教导。
Submission is a very important teaching in the New Testament.
上次摩西讲到的时候，他有提到做奴隶的跟做妻子的人等等要顺服这些人际关系。
And Moses talked about the slaves and the wives, you know, to submit, to be submissive.
很多人听到这边就觉得会有点刺耳，哎，凭什么我要顺服啊？
You think it's kind of irritating to you, you know, I have to submit to someone.
尤其是我们这种又是妻子又年轻的人，是不是日子过得很憋屈，是不是
？And so by the time we are, especially like me, you know, who are young and be a wife, you know, sounds like we kind of a big disadvantage, you know, just
啊，对，憋屈我也不知道英文怎么讲。
No.
好，你们如果有想到再告诉我。
No. Upset. I think it's upset, you know.
Okay, 好，那在这里说明一下顺服这个词。
Let's talk about this word submission.
第一哈，顺服并不是代表比较卑贱或者比较低下。
It's not that talking about the level, you know, you are being more despised, you know, or downgrade your identity.
被顺服的人也不代表他比较高尚或比较厉害。
The one being submitted to is not doesn't mean that you are in a higher class, you know, higher level.
大家记不记得有一次赵赵分享他老婆不在，他有多辛苦
？And remember one time John sharing that in the absence of his wife Li Chun, you know, how much he suffered.
他老婆平常做多少事情，他实在是吃不消了。
And then he realized how much his wife has done when she's there.
又做家事，然后他自己了。我说李翠在中国的时候，他自己又做家事，又工作，又带女儿去这里去那里。
And he has to take care of the home and take care of the kids, you know, and do this and do that.
然后原来老婆这么厉害。
And he just said, "Wow, my wife has done so much in the house."
上帝造女人是做一个帮助的角色。
God made woman to be a helper.
上帝说，那人独居不好，我要造一个配偶帮助他。
God said it's not good for the man to live alone, so He made a helper for him.
那帮助人的人怎么会是弱者
？So if you try to help someone, how can you be a weaker role? You playing a weaker role.
帮助的人一定是特别有能力才能帮助别人。
You must have some capability so you can help.
被帮助的人是需要帮助的人。
The one who's taking this help is the one who needs the help, okay?
那我这边特别要说明一下，我们当中有很多单身的人。
Especially those who are single here.
我并不是说不光是说未婚哈，不是说没有结婚才单身，未婚只是单身的当中的一个族群。
By the time you are not married, you're single. This is just one of the categories, one of the people as categories in the under the category single.
还有离婚的，还有丧偶的。
How about those who divorce or those who are widows?
还有因为各种原因跟家人分开的。
Or maybe some other reason they're separate from their families.
还有的人他就是没有什么家人。
And some of them they don't have any other family members.
那我们弟兄姐妹之间就要做这些人的帮助者。
So we have to be helpers to this group of people.
因为他们独居不好。
Because it's not good for them to live alone.
弟兄姐妹之间就要发展出这些彼此关照的关系。
So we have to care for each other in the church.
好，所以是顺带一提哈，单身的人应该可以在家里面找到，在教会里面找到家的感觉。
So those who are singles should find the feeling of a family, being in a family in church.
好，第二个有关顺服的事情就是，使徒书信里面常常特别提出要妻子努力顺服，是因为当时的一些情况。
And talk about especially those this submission instruction is for the wife because of the cultural background at that time.
那个时候有些奴隶哈，他会觉得说，哎，福音真好，信耶稣基督全部平等啦，我不必听你的了。
And some of the slaves might say, oh, okay, we are equal, we are equal in Christ, so we don't have to listen to our master.
可能平常有些人也是受到主人的欺压哈，这个时候奴隶的腰杆就挺直起来了。
Maybe we have some kind of suffer some kind of suppression from the oppression from the boss, so they say, okay, now we are equal.
那有些做妻子的甚至说，哎，男人有小老婆了，我也要出去找男人了。
And then say, oh, the man can have multiple partners, you know, wives or whatever. So I'm going to go out to find my own
boyfriends,
you know.
所以那个时代就有一群自以为时代新女性的，就叫 New Roman Wives。
So there's a group of people called New Roman Wives.
就把自己打扮的跟妓女一样。
And they decorate themselves, you know, like a prostitutes.
一般良家妇女就蒙头，她们就不蒙头，只有那个不正经的女人才露头发。
The normally the ladies at that time they cover their hair with their hair, but at that time they say no, we are not going to cover our hair.
那就非常羞辱他们的先生。
And this put their husbands to shame.
教会里面就一团混乱。
And then there's confusion in the church.
所以呢，有时候圣经里面说的东西就跟时代的背景很有关系。
So whatever Paul's instruction of Paul is kind of related to the cultural background at that time.
也就是因为这些情况有这些教导，这两点我就是要说的是彼得说顺服这件事情的前提跟背景。
So just for talk about submission of the wives, you know, the background, the why Peter put it this way.
好，那么我们再回到刚刚哈，他说你们年幼的要顺服年长的。
We talk about who are younger to submit yourself to your elders.
这是什么意思呢？并不是说只有年轻人要顺服。
What does that mean? It doesn't mean that only the youngest have to submit.
因为呢，我们看到后面的经文，我们就会看到，其实顺服是一种基督徒的美德。
So, but later on, you will see that submission is a virtue of Christians.
每一个人都应该操练。
Every Christian should practice this.
我们来看下面的经文。
And we just keep following, keep reading.
我们一起来读。就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他必叫你们升高。OK， 这个是彼得引用箴言三章，就是这个神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
And this God opposes the proud, but gives favor to the humble. This is from Proverbs chapter 3.
这一段我们看到非常明显，上帝就是不喜欢骄傲的人。
And this is very obvious. God doesn't like proud people.
不管是年长还是年幼。
Whether you're young or old.
每个人都要操练顺服的功课。
Everyone has to practice submission.
那为什么提出让年轻人顺服呢？
Why only give the instruction to the younger generation?
因为年轻的时候养成良好的习惯，一直习惯这样，到了年长的时候顺服就容易了。
Because if you have this habit when you're young, then it will be, by the time you move forward, you know, that will be easier for you to submit.
可以随心所欲，不逾矩。
Even I'm so old. And then you can just follow. You can submit naturally.
好，所以有很多可以操练顺服的地方。
So there are a lot of places we can practice our submission.
在教会，在跟同工之间。
In the church, among your co-workers.
在家跟家人之间。
And among your family members.
在工作的地方，跟同事，跟上司。
And with your supervisor or with your colleagues.
在学校跟同学、老师。
And in school with your professors or with your fellow students.
因为呢，人的自尊跟自我真的是很大的，就上帝常常会借着一些人事物要磨平我们的棱角。
And because there are so many rough surfaces, you know, rough edges, so that's why God used different occasions to smooth us up.
我们在被磨练的时候呢，有一个可以激励我们的事情，就是上帝的谦卑是我们的榜样。
One thing we can take encouragement is that you can look at Jesus as our examples by the time we undergo that kind of training.
因为这位上帝他不是高高在上，他是道成肉身。
Because God, not himself sitting up way up there, he came in the form of a flesh.Among us.
圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体，彼此相爱。
The Trinity, you know, God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they love each other and they work perfectly together.
他们之间的顺服、合作和相交就是我们的鼓励。
And their submission to each other is the encouragement to us.
好，接下来我们看到下一节。
And we look, go on to the next verse.
好，我们一起来读。你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。我现在在上一个 parenting class， 就是在我们家附近的一个教会举办的那个教育亲子教育的课程。
I'm attending a parenting class in a church very close to my home。
就是有一个家庭咨商师 a family therapist 来教。
Is taught by family therapy
therapist。
Therapist，OK。
他说孩子跟父母的连结呢是在 孩子的头一年的生命形成的。
The connection between the kids and the child and the family and the parents are being formed in the first year.
就是说，根据父母对孩子的态度，孩子会发展出四种跟父母的关系形式。
And it depends on how the parents treat the kid. They will have four different reflections, you know, or exhibitions, you know, of how their relationship goes.
哦，就是说其中两种，一种就是安全型的。
The first one is they feel secure.
就是父母的爱是前后一致的，就是会立刻回应孩子的需要。
The love is there all the time, so that's why the kids have this kind of secure feeling.
然后还有一种就是焦躁型的。
The other one is anxiety.
就是父母很难预料。
It's kind of the parents are unpredictable.
什么时候会满足他的需求，什么时候会突然发脾气都不知道。
And you don't even know when will they blow up, you know, on the kids.
所以呢，就是有这四种。
So there are four kinds of relationships.
孩子后来长大的人际关系也会受这个的影响。
And their future after they grow up, their personal relationship, you know, in the personal relationship being affected by their growth process.
那么我们特别要讲到这个安全型的孩子。
And we just want to stress on these kids who feel secure at home.
就是他不怕跟父母提出要求。
And they are not afraid to make their desire known to their parents.
他知道父母爱他，所以他什么都可以提出来。
They know their parents love them, so they can tell them anything he wants.
这个就是把忧虑卸给神。
And this is how you cast your anxieties on God.
因为知道他顾念我们。
Because you know that he cares for us.
那我们虽然就是理性上知道哈，要把忧虑卸给神，但是事到临头的时候，还是会常常忘记。
Intellectually, we know that we have to cast anxiety on him, but then by the time we face the situation, sometimes a lot of time we forget.
那我现在就来调查一下好了，这边哪一位有心里面正在担心的事情？
And anyone of us here, there's anything you are anxious about, you worry about?
OK, 好，谢谢。啊，其他人是不是还没想到？上帝顾念我们，他想要帮助我们。
God cares for us, and God wants us, loves us, and He wants to care for us.
当然不是说我们把忧虑卸给神之后呢，事情就一定会得到解决。
Doesn't mean by the time you cast on anxiety on him, then the problems, your problem will be solved automatically.
但是我们可以不必忧虑。
But we don't have to worry.
忧虑会让人变老。
Worries will age you rapidly.
所以 Steve 一定是不忧虑的人，你看，这么年轻。我们要相信上帝有他的计划。
We have to believe that God has His own plan.
事情在他手中那是没有问题的。
As long as it's in his hand, you know, there's no problem.
有没有一个你很信任的人，你觉得把事情交给他是没问题的？
Is that someone that you really trust by the time you say, I just give him this matter, this project, he'll take care of it, you know, no problem.
还有一些情况是你交给他之后，你一直去 check 他有没有做好。
And was someone that you have to keep checking on him, make sure that he's done what you ask him to do?
我有时候需要把我们家弟弟交给 babysitter 的时候，我会有点担心。
By the time I have to hand over my step to his babysitter, I feel kind of worried.
因为怕他不知道他需要什么。
Because I'm afraid that she might not know what he wants.
因为如果他在我面前，他我知道哦，他现在还想睡觉，会想吃东西。
But by the time he's moaning in front of me, I know that well, he might want to eat or he might want to sleep.
那保姆。因为平常都是我在带嘛，保姆可能不知道。
But the babysitter might not know.
我们的保姆是一个高中生。
And my babysitter is a high school kid.
那果果非常喜欢她，因为她很会玩。
Keith really likes her because she knows how to play with him.
但是小 baby 需要的一个是懂她的人，不一定是一个很会玩的人。
But Seth, you know, he's still a baby, might not want someone who's just to play with him, but someone who really knows what he wants, what he needs.
但有一个人把小 baby 交给他，我很放心。
But one particular sister will really takes care of self.
我说除了 Edison 以外啦，交给 Edison 我也很放心。除了他以外，还有另外一个人，我也很放心。
And that's why that's the one besides Edison, okay, my husband. There's another person I really and can trust.
那是谁我就不说了，反正你们都认识。
You all know her anyway, so I don't even bother to name names.
他太懂小 baby 了。
She really knows babies.
他帮我抱弟弟的时候，他不只是想要跟他玩，他会注意他饿了还是累了。
Not only does she play with him, she also knows pay attention to whether he's hungry or whether he's tired.
不会让他去危险的地方。
And won't let him go to take risk, you know, to the place of high risk.
然后呢，吃东西之前还会先帮他洗手。
And also wash his hand before meals.
他会注意所有细节。
He pays pay attention to all the details.
所以有时候我服侍，如果 Alison 你刚好有工作不在，弟弟交给他，我很放心。
And so if Alison is not there, then I'll just place him under her care. I feel very comfortable.
啊，这就是卸下忧虑啊。
This is how you cast down your anxiety, your worries.
因为信任一个人，所以放心。
Because you trust that person, that's why you don't have to worry about anything.
那么能力最强又最顾念我们的是谁呢？
Who are the most powerful and also who care for us the most?
岂不就是上帝吗？
It's God himself.
上帝不比人可靠吗？
Isn't God more reliable than human?
但是很多时候我们会发现我们真的是信任人比较多一点。
But a lot of times we find that we rely on people more than God.
我觉得是一个习惯问题。
It's just something we get used to.
因为我们跟一个人相处多了，我们就会知道他的可靠，因为我们看见效果。
Because we see the result, that's why by the time we stay long enough with some people, we trust them more.
那么跟上帝，我们也是需要练习的，练习信靠他。
So we have to practice our trust on the Lord.
事情交给他，祷告，卸下忧虑，然后看看结果如何。
And we just pray, and then we just step back and just let him and see how he works things out.
久而久之，我们也会知道，哦，他是可靠的。
And as time goes, we find out that look, yes, he is reliable.
那我们不需要担忧。
We don't have to worry.
最后一点，彼得给教会的提醒。
The last thing is that Peter wants to remind the church.
嗯，哦 ，OK， 好，我们一起来读。务要谨守、警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼，如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他。因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。嗯，在教会里，我们常常会忘记要强调撒旦的存在。
In the church, we always try to neglect the existence of Satan.
那我越忘记他，越容易落入他的陷阱。
The more we forget about it, the more we easily we fall into his trap.
撒旦的工作是不停的。
Satan's work never stops.
就算是在教会里面也是工作。
And even the church, he continues his work.
大家要为主大发热心的时候，就是撒旦要开始挑拨离间的时候。
By the time we are getting zealous for the work of God, that's the time that he starts working.
让大家意见不合，让大家彼此误会。
So it causes confusion and misunderstanding among the church.
撒旦的手腕可多了，不管是在工作或在家里，各个地方他都在做事。
Whether it's in your workplace or whether it's your family, he's working.
有一个福音机构。他们是专门在亚洲非常贫穷的地方支持小孩子受教育，然后传福音给他们。
There's a gospel organization who their duty, their projects mainly is helping out the poor kids in Asia, and then helping the families and education business.
Yes, in education and also give them the gospel. 好，所以呢，我有透过他们认养一个在印度的小孩。
So through them, I adopt.
Sponsor.
Some one kid in India.
已经很多年了。
It's many years already.
那前几年呢，这个机构就被告了。
And a few years ago, this organization was being sued.
告他们资金使用不当。
And say that they don't use the fundings improperly.
他说他们的领导人自肥。
And they say that the directors been kind of profit benefit himself from the all the collections of pledges.
然后告上法院之后呢，他们就把所有的捐献的人，就是说我们平常都有在捐钱给他们，就变成是原告。你们这组不几百几千人，全部都是原告。
So they take just this a class action that all the sponsors becomes the plaintiff.
然后呢，我们就自动成为所谓的受害者，然后我们都收到一封信。
So they put us categorize us as victims, and so we all get a letter from them.
就是说这个审判现在正在进行。
And this litigation is going on.
然后你们之后大多收到赔偿。
And all of you will get some kind of compensation.
那这个领导人呢？机构领导人就被法院禁止跟任何的捐献人联络。
And the director was forbidden to contact any sponsor.
也就是说，他不能够解释，他也不能够辩白。
And he cannot defend for himself.
他也不能说我没有自肥证据在这里。
And he cannot defend. They say I haven't collect any benefit myself from all the donations.
我就收到信，我就想说，哎，这是真的吗
？And when I get the letter, I say, is this true?
我没有任何动静，我继续每个月支持他们。
But I keep sending in my donations.
因为我在想，不知道所有的事实哈，万一草率的把每个月的资助停了，那我们认养的孩子万一有需要怎么办？
And if I just stop my donations, you know, maybe what happened to the kid, a sponsor?
好，就这样子的，过了三年。
After 3 years.
就前几个月终于案件结束了。
And finally, the case was settled.
这个领导人呢就出来说，他们跟所谓的原告已经达成了和解。
And so they say this director and the plaintiff, you know, whatever they settled out of court.
为什么和解呢？不是因为他真的有自肥，而是因为三年来的诉讼费用已经让这个机构快要不行了。
And because the money they spend on this litigation so much that you know they almost collapse bankrupt the organization.
如果继续这样下去呢，就会把可以用来做事工的钱全部用在诉讼费用上面，然后这个机构就身败名裂，这个事工就完了。
And they might have spent all the donation coming in fundings, you know, on litigation rather than on the kids which they serve.
那么其实追根究底呢，他们是没有资金使用不当，这个领导人也没有自肥。
The guy, the director has not done nothing wrong.
因为后来经过调查，就是说，确实是他们的资金该用在 field， 就是他们的那个 project 上面，到最后都有到钱都有到那里去用在那里。
And the money was being properly used on the field.
所以他们是冤枉的。
So he was being wrongly accused.
但是整个诉讼的整个过程呢，就不知道让他们失去多少捐助者。
So during the process of this litigation, they lost a lot of sponsors.
多少有需要的孩子，等于是被谣言所害。
And all these kissing sponsors, they're being victims, they're true victims of this litigation.
后来只好和解。
So the finally, they have to settle off court.
我们当然也知道，有很多时候到最后和解的，不是因为真的有罪，对不对？也不是真的说我要赔偿，因为他真的很瘦，而是因为没有办法继续诉讼下去了，太贵了。
And because they cannot go on like this, because they spent so much money on this litigation, so they have to stop it.
那前阵子 Francis Chan 也出来为这个机构的领导人说话。
And Francis Chan can step up and now to defend the director of this organization.
他说我查过了，他的 tax return 我都看过了，他住的房子，他开的车子，非常明显他没有自肥。
I checked his tax return, I checked his the house, the residence, and checked his car. He has not benefited himself at all.
但是 Francis Chan 自己也承认，就是一开始这件事情爆发出来的时候，他也想要跟这个人保持距离。
But Francis Chan acknowledged that when this thing came out, first came out, he wanted to shy away from this director.
因为他怕别人以为跟他有挂钩，他自己名誉也会受损。
And he's afraid that he might his reputation might be damaged because he's associated with this director.
那你说这整件事情不是撒旦的作为是什么？
Don't think this is the Satan's work in this matter.
他看到这个机构很为主做工，
and she found that this organization really worked for the law.
让这么多的小孩子得到帮助，
and that lost so many kids were being benefited from their service.
竟然有这种招来拆毁上帝的工作，
and so he used this way, you know, this method, you know, to destroy God's work.
这类事情就在我们的身边，
and all these kind of things that happens right around us.
我们要有智慧去看见，
we have wisdom to see through it.
要记得仇敌正在遍地游行。
You know that our enemies is roaring all around around us.
寻找可吞吃的人。
And you're looking for someone to devour.
所以我们要警醒，向神求智慧。
So we have to be alert and then asking the wisdom from God.
能够从这个是非辨别是非，从混乱中、争执中、误会中抬起头来，看见上帝的旨意是什么。
We have to understand what the will of God is. We have to understand to recognize what's right, what's wrong.
好，我们回顾一下彼得前书五章一到十一节的几个重点。
And so we try to review or conclude the teachings, you know, summarize it in verse 1 to verse 11.
好，第一个，牧养上帝的羊，表示我们都要带领我们身边的人更认识上帝。
We have to shepherd God's flock, so what it means is we have to lead people around us to God.
这不光是牧师或传道人的责任，而是每一个基督徒的责任。
It's not only the job of the pastor.But as every one of us, each one of us.
第二点，我们要时常训练自己谦卑顺服的性格。
We have to train your humility, you know, all the time.
不管是跟家人、同事还是同工，我们都要彼此顺服。
Whether it's with your family members or with the co-workers or with your colleagues.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
第三，我们把我们的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
We cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for us.
第四，注意撒旦的动静，不要掉入他的陷阱。
And so the fourth thing is you watch out for Satan, don't fall into his trap.
最后一件事，彼得提醒大家，现在所有的苦难都是暂时的。
And all the tribulation we're going through are just temporary.
这些苦难过了之后，上帝会给我们力量，坚固我们。
And God will give us the strength through all this.
好，我们一起来读这个经文。
Let's read all this together.
那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。
While,
等你们战胜苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。好，这个是给我们的安慰。
This is the kind of encouragement, comfort.
无论多大的苦难都是暂时的。
All the suffering we go through is just temporary.
之后上帝要亲自成全我们，坚固我们，赐力量给我们。
And at the very end, He Himself will restore you, make you strong, firm, and steadfast.
所以我们维持一颗盼望的心。
So we have this kind of hope in within us.
无论我们现在看到的世界有多混乱，有多少痛苦，我们都确信将来上帝会将一切都更新。
It doesn't matter how we look around, with how many sufferings and how confusing this world is. God is going to renew the whole, His whole creation.
嗯，好，那么请 Caleb 来带我们唱回应诗歌好吗
？And yes, Caleb comes to lead us the response hymn.
Let's all stand together. Let's sing the response hymn. The response hymn is Speak, O Lord. Speak, O Lord, as we come to you.To receive the food of your holy word. Take your truth, plant it deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness, that the light of Christ.Might be seen today in our acts